Harga minyak dunia meroket akibat konflik di Ukraina. Pemerintahan Joe Biden menyalahkan Presiden Rusia Vladimir Putin dan serangannya terhadap Ukraina. Sebagai salah satu respons, AS kembali mengeluarkan cadangan minyak strategisnya hingga 1 juta barrel per hari selama 6 bulan ke depan.
This is a wartime bridge to increase oil supply until production ramps up later this year. And it is by far the largest release of our national reserve in our history. It will provide historic amount of supply for a historic amount of time, a 6-month bridge to the fall. And we'll use the revenue from selling the oil now to restock the strategic petroleum reserve when prices are lower.
Dengan demikian, hingga September, jumlah minyak yang dilepas dari cadangan strategis nasional Amerika bisa mencapai 180 juta barrel. Ini bukan langkah pertama pemerintahan Joe Biden untuk melepas cadangan minyak strategis untuk meredam harga bensin. Terakhir kali ini dilakukan adalah pada Maret, bersamaan dengan langkah serupa oleh sekutu-sekutu AS.
Dua langkah sebelumnya tak berdampak banyak pada harga bensin ataupun minyak, sehingga sebagian analis pun kini skeptis.
Keep in mind that world oil consumption is something like 97 million barrels per day, almost 100 million barrels per day. We're talking about releasing 1 million barrels for a period of 6 months or so. So symbolically, good idea. Had some impact on the price of the futures today. And that's either good or bad, depending on which side of the market you may be speculating on. But in terms of the big supply-demand function, no, it's not terribly important. Symbolic, yes. Substantive, much less so.
Tapi pendapat berbeda diungkapkan analis lain.
My belief is that by adding supply to the overall energy environment will put pressure on oil prices and allow them to come down well below the $130 that we saw recently, as well as the $115 that we're trading just a few days ago. Our belief is that it will be beneficial to consumers because now we will see a reduction in gasoline prices. It should be beneficial to GDP growth because for every $10 increase in oil prices on a prolonged basis, it takes off 20 basis points or 0.5% of real GDP, and that works in reverse too.
Guna menekan harga bensin, sebagian negara bagian di AS telah menangguhkan pajak lokal. Faktor yang ikut membuat harga bensin lebih mahal di sejumlah negara bagian dibandingkan negara bagian lainnya. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.